Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, April 26th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, that day begins with the moon in Pisces, the mutable water sign of the fishes. Now, the moon reflects the light of the sun. It has no light of its own. And in its position today, the moon's brightness, its strength, is waning. It's what's called a dark moon. Dark moons happen every 28 days just before a new moon. Now, dark moons have a reputation for a period of time when bad things happen. The saying goes that evil thrives in the dark. Historically, roundups, raids, and military attacks are often staged under dark moons. And hospital nurses, believe it or not, report that more souls depart at this time. Now, the moon not only reflects the light of the sun, but also the energies of the planets it passes. Now, in this case, it's a wild ride today. The moon is under the influence of every planet in the zodiac. It's a very rare cycle. It's as if everything that is possible is vying for expression, like order and disorder, construction and destruction, law and lawlessness, imagination and illusion, inspiration and deception, and on and on and on and on. Now, here's the key. Today's moon in Pisces is ruled by Jupiter and Venus. Jupiter and Venus are the two gurus of the zodiac. It's as if the moon is offering a confluence of many different and divergent energies into one big cosmic lesson. And what's the lesson? Well, the most basic is the law of karma. Simply stated, what goes around comes around, or you reap what you sow. Now, that leads to another interesting thing about this dark moon in Pisces. Pisces represents the end of things. It's the last sign of the zodiac. It's dissolution. And endings, well, they can be difficult, but they're also very necessary. And that is an extremely powerful energy because it's where something new is able to emerge. It's how winter turns to spring. And that leads up to an extremely significant event tomorrow. On Sunday at 3 p.m. up here in the Penobscot, the moon moves into the heart of Aries, the first sign of the zodiac, and forms a new moon in its conjunction with the sun. And Aries' new moon kicks off a new cycle, a brand new cycle that's fiery, energized, charged to forge ahead. Now, pay attention because in some area of your beautiful life, some field of experience, be it creative expression, partners, children, careers, relationships, and so on, you are coming alive again after a period of dormancy, and a very important period of dormancy. Now, you'll feel it for sure if you just get quiet and sit still. Now, 14 days later on May 12th, when the moon is full in Libra, we'll have one of the most powerful full moons of the year that will illuminate the steamy gullies of many a soul and raise the tides and emotions to seasonal heights. So, dark moons can make you feel restless and depleted, maybe even cranky. So get the rest you need and nurture your body and care for your soul. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. Yeah, don't forget the law of karma. So see you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.